Thanks for tuning into After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud Podcasts. We're on all the platforms. Be sure to search us. You can find our full archive of shows. In addition to that, we're available on AmericaOutLoud.news, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily. As I always say, we appreciate it when you share. We face the same social media censorship that many of you do, so we appreciate it when you share and spread the word. Got a big show tonight. We've got a lot to talk about. We won't be killing any puppies on the show tonight, but we will be going after some unhinged Democrats, perhaps. In particular, going to start off the show talking about these pro-Palestine protests that we're seeing pop up all over the country at these college campuses. So much propaganda with these protests. I noticed there's like, there'll be a video of a student clearly resisting arrest and an officer taking them down, and the person will just act like the officer was just attacking this protester for no reason when they're, you know, chaining themselves to things or other stuff that we're seeing with these protests around the country. They're getting more and more ramped up, yet the left still likes to point at January 6th saying that we're the unhinged protesters when they're literally lighting themselves on fire. More and more. So what we're seeing is George Soros has actually been called out for paying these protesters to show up to these events. Once again, we know that this has been going on for years and years. We've been talking about how George Soros pays protesters to show up. And it's come out once again, Rob. That's what we're seeing. The New York Post actually did an article about it. Just recently, George Soros is paying student radicals who are fueling nationwide explosion of Israel-hating protests. It says George Soros and his hard-left acolytes are paying agitators who are fueling the explosion of radical Israel protests at colleges across the country. The protests, which began when students took over Columbia University's Morningside Heights campus lawn last week, have mushroomed nationwide. Tent cities have been set up at colleges including Harvard, Yale, Berkeley, Ohio State, Emory, all of them organized by branches of the Soros-funded Students for Justice in Palestine. And at some point, students have clashed with the police, as I mentioned. And anytime that happens, you see all the propagandists out trying to make the police look evil. George Soros should not be allowed in our country, Rob. He should be banned for life. In fact, he should have an arrest warrant issued for him and his kid. I don't like how his kid's constantly here doing business, meeting with Kamala Harris and other politicians, throwing away their influence when he's just got evil planned for the United States of America. He's been talking about for years the Great Replacement Theory, swapping out America's demographics for illegals and other things that we're seeing. Just bad news, Rob. What do you make of the latest with Mr. George Soros?
Well, Andrew, I want to thank all of the listeners for tuning in. I'm sure that they're aware that here on America Out Loud Talk Radio Network that we've been talking about the George Soros threat for quite some time, going all the way back to 2016. Even when we were on Twitter, we were talking about the threat of George Soros. And it's high time that Republicans start pushing back and bring this man to justice. Because what he's doing is exactly what they're trying to accuse Trump of. Whereas Trump wasn't and isn't doing it, isn't trying to subvert the election, isn't trying to overthrow the election, but George Soros is. Not only that, George Soros is working against the interest of America, against the interest of our government. George Soros, who back, I think, in the 90s, almost brought the Bank of England to its knees when he was betting against it. George Soros, who is a convicted felon, George Soros, who is in his 90s, but he is still committing acts of violence against Americans. Now, if we're going to require banks to do due diligence and to know their clients and know where clients are sending money and what organizations they're funding, the same should be done of George Soros. But instead, Andrew, it seems as if though our government is turning a blind eye on this, the government that's controlled by the Democrats. Now, some will say, well, when Trump was in office, he could have looked into it. And as I've said to you before, of course, our listeners understand this. Let me just put that out there. You understand it. But there are those who are just now tuning in, along with others who aren't listening, that don't understand the intricacies of our government. And former President Trump was explaining it, and he continues to explain it. And one of the things that we have to understand is that when Trump was in office, and when he recognized this and wanted to do something about it, you had people within the government, civil servant employees who had been there during the Clinton years, during the Obama years, who tried to subvert all anything that he tried to do, they tried to counter it. That is a reason why I say that the seat of the government needs to leave DC. We can say that Washington, DC is the capital, but a lot of the other agencies need to move out because DC is a cesspool of criminal activity. It is a bed of ill recruits that cannot be redeemed. The people in that area cannot be redeemed. They're all Democrats. They're all liberals. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but we need diversity. The Democrats are always talking about diversity. Okay, here's the diversity right here. Remove these agencies out of DC, move them to Middle America, move them to Texas, to Kansas, move them to other areas outside of this Democratic cesspool whereby you don't have free thought. Because if we had it, George Soros would be in jail, in a jail cell alongside Joe Biden, who also have committed criminal activities against the nation. And we're supposed to pretend as if though it's not happening. How can Republicans sit by and allow this to take place? We see it happening. Look at this ramshot of a trial that they're having here in New York City, Andrew. It's ridiculous. We're yet to find out what is a crime that Trump committed. Alvin Bragg, who's worth, by the way, $42 million. $42 million. He has a rare collection of expensive cars. How did he get that on a public servant salary? How is Nancy Pelosi worth almost, I think, $300 million on a public servant salary? Granted, she has been on the Hill for 20 plus years, but how are these politicians worth this amount of money? Are we the only people calling this out? Are we the only people who see that there's something wrong with this? We need to start holding our public officials accountable, but they won't. But they will go after Trump and say that he's committed all these crimes. They won't tell you what the crime is. But day in and day out, by God, you have Rachel Maddow, you have Joy Reid, you have the folks on fake news CNN coming on with these somber faces saying, oh, Trump, this is it. He know that he did something wrong, and we need to make certain that he's punished. And he's trying to change the jury. He's trying to threaten the jury. He's trying to go after the judge, and he's trying to do this. But what exactly is he trying to do other than save America, while George Soros is trying to destroy America? As you mentioned, Andrew, in the article, New York Post, these little pop-ups of protests that we see taking place on the university campuses, it's not organic. It just didn't just happen like, oh, they started it and then it started to grow. No. These kids are well organized. They have tents. They have signs that are prepaid. I'm sorry, pre-made. They've probably already gone to Kinko's or wherever these printing agencies are to have these signs made. And they're well organized to intimidate, to threaten with acts of violence against regular taxpaying citizens. Where did the money come from? Just overnight, this boom, it happened. and it's starting to spread on all of these Ivy League schools. Now, we saw the other day, we saw the president of Columbia on the Hill testifying. She was saying that there is no anti-Semitism on the campus. We saw Ilhan Omar, who's a threat to democracy, who's probably a terrorist, sitting in our government. But Christopher Wray, along with his acolytes, are afraid to go and challenge her, lest someone says, "Oh, you're xenophobic." Well, I don't give a damn if I am xenophobic. She should not be here. Send her back across the pond and let her fend for herself. And then her daughter, they're praising, singing her daughter praises. "Oh, wow, look at her. Look at what she's doing. And Ilhan Omar, I'm proud of you all. Look at how they have turned us against each other. These people mean us no good. They mean us no good at all." I mean, I see every time I see her, my blood boils because I'm like, she succeeded. And you have all of these empty-headed Democrats not understanding that they're being played as pawns. They're just being played, and they're moving them around like figures on a chessboard. And for what? To end our democracy. You have the gay community out saying, "Oh, gays for Hamas, gays for Palestinians, for the Palestinians." They don't like you. At least here in America, we will allow you to run around and pretend to be whoever you want to be. But if you were to take that crap over there, they would cut your bloody head off. They would throw you from a building. And then it would take America to go in and negotiate and try and save you. But you want to come here and bulk up against us. George Soros, throw him in jail. I don't care how old he is. Throw him in jail. Let him rot in jail. Throw away the key. I don't care at this point. When I
Yeah, let
see the
that.
threat of our democracy that's on the hinges about to collapse, Andrew, I don't care.
Let that kid at his rotten prison with him. You see that guy all over the place with his super thick glasses. You know who you've seen him around, Rob? His kid, George Soros' kid, that's always here in the United States of America.
Yeah, George Soros Jr. I'm trying to type his name right now. George Soros' son, because he's apparently dating, I think,
Is it
Uma
Alex Soros?
Ibi Alexander Soros. Yeah, well, no. I think the one who's Gregory Soros. He has a lot of kids. Okay, I think it's like four sons. And believe it or not, George Soros tries to be a playboy in his 90s. And well, here's another thing. Think about Columbia. George Soros is worth $6.7 billion. You mean to tell? Oh my God! There are other billionaires that are conservatives that can go up against this man. I mean, and counter what he's doing. Now, I mentioned Columbia University. If you guys look back at his life, you'll see that George Soros was having an affair. Well, not an affair. Was he married at the time? I think he was with a Columbia University student. She was young. He was in his 80s. I think she was in her 20s. Now, he was just her sugar daddy. And maybe that's the reason why he's putting all this money at Columbia, because they used to date. And then he dumped her. She sued him. He got her a condo, all this other stuff. Again, just a sugar daddy, because I don't think that, he can do much in the sack. But you never know with these little red pills that are flying around. But back to the point I want to make is the guy that's, I think, helping his dad. I think it's Gregory Soros. Yeah, Gregory Soros. He's the one who's the driving force behind his dad, and he's dating, I think, Uma Abedin, who was married to, what is that, get crazy character, in New York City. I'm like, as we talk, I'm like, Googling all this stuff. Who Uma Abedin, and she was once married to Anthony Weiner. That's the guy's name, Anthony Weiner, for 17 years. So she's now dating George Soros's son, allegedly. And of course, Uma was an acolyte for Hillary Clinton. You see how all this connects together, what these people are doing? It all connects together. Their evil way of life, what they're doing in trying to destroy America because they don't like the country. They hate the fact that America is progressive. They hate the fact that America is the beacon on a hill and all other countries have to come to America. They hate that. They want to destroy it. And even Barack Obama even said once, "Why is it that America has to be at the top? Why can't some other country?" Well, what other country would you want out there, Barack Obama? China? Russia? And then, Andrew, they want to say that Trump is colluding with the Russians. Well, Biden is colluding with the Chinese and with the Russians. If you were to stop and just peel back the onion and see the 6 degrees of separation, see the connection that all of these individuals have, you would be surprised. Case in point, Matthew Coangelo, who gave the opening statement to the Trump trials. Well, where is he from? Well, did you know that he was at the Biden White House? He's one of the chief counsels. He left the Biden White House and went to work with, what was her name? He gave the opening presentation for the Trump trials. He left the Biden White House to go work with Alvin Bragg and Letitia James. How could I forget her name? He went to work with Letitia James to give her ammunition on the case she was trying to try to steal Trump's property. He left there and then jumped and worked with Alvin Bragg. You see how all these people are connected and they want to talk about collusion. They want to talk about people who are doing things, trying to change the election or interfere with the election. They're interfering with the election before our very eyes. Joe Biden is allowing this. The interference with the election is right there for us to see. But see, the media won't talk about it. They all know it. Even conservative media, they will open up their day saying, oh, Trump is on trial for trying to steal the election, trying to influence the election. When if I were them, I would say Trump is being tried for false accusations for an indictment that was created on a matter that the federal government decided not to bring forth because there was no there. Why can't they say that? They won't. But they'll claim, oh yeah, we knew, it's fake. But why don't you open up the broadcast saying that Trump is being tried erroneously? They're trying to bring false charges against him, a corrupt judge whose daughter is a Democrat operative, and he's making money from it. Just speak the truth. Look at how they're attacking Eileen Cannon in Florida for standing up for justice, saying that she's siding with Trump. There is no good in trying to give these criminals some type of space to act in. You have to call it out. And that is the reason why tonight we are saying that George Soros should be in a jail cell next to Joe Biden, who has been working with the Chinese against the American people, Andrew.
Very well said. You guys are tuned into America Out Loud Talk Radio. We're available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. You can also go to AmericaOutLoud.news, find our full archive of shows, as well as hundreds of articles, thousands of articles, if you look back deep enough. I mean, they just keep going on and on and on. Great contributors like Dr. Peter McCullough, many others over at AmericaOutLoud.news. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrews.
The wellness company is offering the Signature Series Spike Support Formula. The wellness company supports this formula because it's designed to remove spike protein from the body. The Spike Support Formula is designed to help the body catabolize the spike protein, begin to remove it through its natural mechanisms. So go to twc.health and check out the Spike Support Formula. You can use our promotional codes or go through our banner bars on our site to get promotional codes and discounts on your purchase.
The Wellness Company shares your values and fights for medical freedom. They put patients before profits and follow medical science, not political science like doctors on the left. Their chief medical board, which includes Dr. Peter McCullough, are the makers of the incredible American-made high-quality spike formula. If you worry about spike proteins, go to twc.health and use promo code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount. Once again, that's twc.health, promo code OUTLOUD.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
We are back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We're just continuing our discussion on all of the protests that have been popping up at universities all around the country. Some of these Ivy League institutions with these pro-Palestinian, might as well say pro-Hamas protesters, who basically aren't educated on anything that's going on over there. They just believe all the propaganda that Israel's just slaughtering the Palestinians. No justification for it in their eyes. They've forgotten all about October 6th and the other attacks that Israel's been undergoing since then, quite frankly. I mean, they were just attacked by Iran, and thank God for the Iron Dome. Most of the missiles did not get through. But yeah, this is what Israel is constantly under. And then you've got a Jewish man like George Soros, the guy who once bragged that he worked with the Nazis to rat on his fellow Jews, basically. You can look up the clip. He's giggling about how he was an intel for the Nazis since he was Jewish, and he would tell on his fellow Jews where they were hiding and things like that so the Nazis could find them. This guy bragged about it, and now here he is funding these Palestinian pop-ups all over the country. This is just a dangerous individual, Rob, just evil in his heart, and this is who is funding the Democrats and has been for a number of years.
For a number of years, it is high time that we call this out. This is a dangerous man. He is a threat to democracy. 93 years old. And it's unfortunate that when he does die, he will leave behind his seeds, his sons, to continue his evil mission. And as we said during the first block, he's worth only like $6.9 billion. Elon Musk is worth a whole lot more. But Elon Musk can only do so much. We had said some time ago when he bought Twitter that he was saving democracy from that aspect, but there is so much more to be done. Elon Musk can't do it all. Whenever there's an issue, I hear people saying, well, why won't Elon Musk buy CNN? Why won't he buy ABC? Why won't conservatives as a whole put together a coalition and buy some of these outlets to make it even? And I've been saying on America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, Andrew, for some time, and specifically on our show, After Dark, that the media in its current form, it's not really a media, it's a propaganda machine, needs to be shut down. Now, many of you are saying, but we're shutting down free speech. We can't do that because if we do it to them, they'll do it to us. But it's not us doing it to them. It's us doing it to a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. We don't want to confuse the two. We need to shut down this media because they're not functioning like a news organization. Then some will say, well, the Constitution protects them. It's interesting how they will do something wrong and then they'll run to the Constitution. The Constitution says a lot of stuff. The Constitution speaks out against illegals. The Constitution does not call them undocumented. The Constitution calls them illegal aliens. Why are we trying to change it and call them migrants? Well, we're all immigrants. Stop it. Okay? You're mincing words. And that's what the left wants you to do. We have the dictionaries that are changing terms. I was reading an article the other day about Kamala Harris and her security detail, and they were saying that one of the Secret Service officers got into a fight. They put the person on leave, and they did their darnest not to refer to the person's gender as they would normally do. So they said, and they did this, and they got into a fight. And I'm thinking, what? I think you said A. Then I realized that they were using the plural term because, God forbid, if they misgender the person. And the person happened to be a woman, a crazy woman, probably some left-wing cuckoo. The next day, a story came out that she had once sued, I think, the police department in Texas, claiming gender discrimination. We've got to put a stop to this craziness. It has gotten to the point of being maddening. But no one wants to call it out because people are afraid. The same way, Andrew, with this trial that's taking place here in New York, you have lawyers that are afraid to call out this judge, Judge Merchant, Juan Merchant, because they're afraid that if they call him out, they know what he's doing is wrong. Let's just be clear. It doesn't take a first-year law student to figure that out. If you are of sound mind, And if you have been in school and if you've read anything about law, you can look at this and easily say this is wrong. What they're doing is going after a former president so that Joe Biden could win the election. That's election interference. Trump is in court. Joe Biden is stumbling around America, making mistakes. Now, that's the kicker. Trump is not even out there, and Joe Biden still can't get it right. He can barely walk. They have the Secret Service and all these other people trying to hide him when he's walking because they're probably trying to prop him up. He can't walk. He gets confused. But going back to what I was saying about knowing that this is a make-believe trumped-up charges, you have this judge who's allowing every and anything out there, and no one wants to call him out. Legal experts are afraid to call him out. Law firms are afraid to call him out. To me, that's the reason why people don't like lawyers. Because when it's time to stand up, they won't stand up and speak the truth. Black men know about this. The black community know about it. Why aren't more news organizations saying this is the reason why black people are looking at this trial and saying it's all made up because of what they've gone through historically from the civil rights movement when black men were accused of rape, raped a white woman, and he didn't do it. And then you had the entire justice system look the other way. And if I may add, many of them in the justice system were Democrats. Looking the other way, throwing black men in jail for no reason at all. Now, I'm not talking about the George Floyds of the world. What happened to George Floyd was unfortunate, but George Floyd had his own life in his own hand. Okay, let's just be honest here. But I'm talking about the other cases whereby we're finding black men being released from jail because they were put in jail because of a biased system controlled by Democrats. Who came along to try to change it? Trump, the Second Chance Act. Got so many black men out of jail. And the media didn't want to talk about it during his term. He invited these black men to the White House. Look at Alice Johnson. She spoke out about it. But the media, they want to bury her. Alice Johnson, a black woman, who reached out to Barack Obama and said, give me clemency. Barack Obama wouldn't do it. Why was she in jail? For drugs. I think it was selling marijuana. It's because then, back in the 60s and the 70s, New York City, liberal New York City, decided to make the drug laws very harsh. Who did it impact? Black people. And they're doing the same thing now. But see, they want to stand up and say, oh, it wasn't us. Then who was it? New York is predominantly Democrat, liberal. You look around at all these different cities. Look at Chicago, liberal. Look at where we're having the issues. Blue cities, because of their ridiculous laws created by people like Alvin Bragg and upheld by people like Juan Merchant. Continue with Juan Merchant. Just a little bit about his daughter, Juan Merchant's daughter, Lauren Merchant. She's the president of Authentic Campaigns, a firm that does digital campaign work, online, fundraising for Democrats, helps them make websites. And who's benefiting from this? The Democrats. And what is she doing? She's making money that she's going to give to her dear dad, who's sitting on the court against Trump. You don't think there's a problem with that? You don't think that's election interference? You don't think that this particular judge has an interest to find Trump guilty? You don't think this judge is probably on George Soros' list also? And here's another kicker, Andrew, that I don't think people realize, because we're looking at the trial. We're saying, oh, this looks bad, you know, for the prosecutors and Alvin Bragg, because everyone knows that there's no there there. Yeah, we know it. They've been saying it for the longest. But here is the kicker. Although we're looking at this, and all these people who've come up and they've testified and their testimonies, for the most part, have said Trump didn't do anything wrong, like David Pecker, who was over catch and kill for the National Enquirer. He came out and said, oh, and by the way, I did catch and kill for Arnold Schwarzenegger. I did it for Tiger Woods. He even did it for Rahm Emanuel, who was a former mayor of Chicago. He also worked in the Clinton White House, a Democrat. So were these guys running for president? And David Pecker said he did catch and kill for a lot of other celebrities and a lot of other politicians. But we're just going to go after Trump. Really? What kind of sense does this make? Oh, and by the way, I just want to pick back on one thing. I had mentioned to you during the first block about Matthew Coangelo. Again, worked in the Biden White House, went to work for Letitia James, then worked for Alvin Bragg, gave the opening arguments against Trump in the Alvin Bragg and People versus Trump. You don't think there's a problem with that? But here's the kicker. So although we see all of this and we're saying, well, from what we're listening and hearing, Trump certainly is innocent. He's committed no crime. because what David Pecker is saying, he's done it for other politicians, and they weren't running for the president. And you got to remember that David Pecker received an immunity agreement to testify as a state witness. So he's doing all he can to keep his butt out of jail. So you got to keep that in mind, because sometimes these guys would go and they'll just go with the script that's been given to them because they don't want to go to jail. And he claims that, oh, I'm a good friend of Donald Trump, by the way, and I still consider myself a friend of his, although we haven't spoken in the past year. Well, you haven't spoken because the FBI probably told you not to. And Trump wasn't certainly going to reach out to you, because had he done it, they would have said witness tampering. So you have to, again, put it into perspective. And that's what we're doing here on After Dark. So although they're probably friends, but do you think Trump is going to pick up the phone and talk to him, knowing that the FBI probably has him under surveillance? They're probably tapping his line. Absolutely not. So just going back to him, this David Pecker guy. So with all the testimony that we're hearing, I think today we heard from, what was her name? McDougal, the McDougal lady, Karen McDougal, who was a Playboy bunny or whatever she did, posing nude. Okay. The thing that we have to bear in mind is that once we've heard all the testimony, good or for bad, and even if it looks as if though it's, if Trump hasn't done anything and that Alvin Bragg hasn't proved his case, what you have to be aware of is that when this goes to the jurors, I know that we're saying that there are jurors, there are some that say they hate Trump, and we keep hearing some of the commentators saying that there are two lawyers on the jury, and that usually if you're a lawyer, the attorneys don't want you on because you will explain the law to individuals. So although we're hearing commentators who are explaining the law to us and saying, well, this is the reason why this isn't a crime, et cetera, the jury isn't hearing that. But I would say that they probably are, because they're probably leaving the trial, turning on the news and watching everything that's going down. I, for one, think that they've already made up their mind. I would like to say that there is some hope with the two attorneys that are on the jury. Most of these people hate Trump. We're in liberal New York City. And these same attorneys are probably afraid that if they were to give the right guidance to the jurors, word will get out, and then they will get fired by wherever they work. So they too have a vested interest to say guilty in order to save their livelihood. It's not supposed to be that way, but that's the reason why the judge, Judge Merchant, whose compromise, as I mentioned, is so confident while he's sitting up there in judgment, hearing all this. And he's probably watching the news also, hearing the commentators say, there's no case here, this judge is compromised. He's watching all of this. But you know what? You know what? He has a card in his pocket that he's going to play. You want to know what that card is? When he gets ready to give the jurors instruction, there lies the verdict. Because no matter what we're hearing, it doesn't matter if the prosecutor is putting on a horrible case, this judge could go in and can say to them, I know you've heard all the testimony. You can choose to believe it or not believe it. But based upon what you've heard, and we've already said that Mr. Trump has been found guilty before, you can base that in your deliberation to say that he's, because he's been guilty before, he's guilty now. Now, that would be a flawed instructions to the jury, but it doesn't matter, okay? Because the judge can instruct them whichever way he wants to. And even though some will say, well, even if the judge instructs them wrong, Trump, well, this will be appealed and it will be overthrown. That is a possibility. But the fact will also remain that they found him guilty and it had to be overthrown. And that's all the Democrats want. So no matter what, this case is stacked against Trump unless one jury decides, I'm going to stand up for what's right and I'm going to say, nope, I'm not going to agree. And then it would become a hung jury. And then the prosecutor can decide whether or not to try again or not. But even if, Andrew, if one jury comes out and says, he's not, I can't agree with you all, they say hung jury, the judge could possibly say, go back in and deliberate again. Keep going back until you come up with the verdict. And the verdict has to be not guilty or guilty. The judge can say that. And sometimes that will weigh on these jurors, and that one holdout could say, forget it, I'm just going to say guilty so that we could all go home. That's the power that the judge has, and he can use it. And I bet you anything, this judge is going to use it because he wants a guilty verdict. They don't want a hung jury. They want either not guilty are guilty. And by the way things are looking from the jurors that are there, it's going to be guilty. And this is wrong. This is completely wrong. Joe Biden knows it. And that is the reason why he's sitting probably on cloud nine, knowing that I can do whatever I want to do. And you have the media that come out and they add more fuel to the fire saying, oh, Trump looked this way. He looked as if though he was mad. He looked like this crazy woman, Maggie Haberman from the New York Times. She hasn't spoken to Trump in over 2 years. But for some reason, she manages to dig through all her notes and find a little tidbit. Well, I think this about Trump, and I think that. A reasonable news organization would say, but you have not spoken with him. You have not seen him in close proximity. How are you coming up with all this information? Are you making it up? Of course she's making it up. But no one can call her out, or no one will call her out. But you know what? On After Dark with Robin Andrew, we're going to call it out. And we're going to tell you what's true and real journalism and what isn't. And what's happening right now is not real journalism. The fact that these journalists are making up stories as they go along and having you making you believe it, again, not our listeners, but others, that's where the power lies. And that is the reason why George Soros is going around buying up all the radio stations in the South so that he can control the narrative. He can control what you're thinking. And we had a guest on here once before saying that this is so typical of what happened in China with Mao. They were able to control the people through the media, propaganda media, and then control the young people. Who do we see on the college campuses protesting? Young people. Who's funding them? George Soros. Who will not call this out? The propaganda media, which is a propaganda arm, Andrew, of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, well said, Rob. If you guys are looking for great products, go to AmericaOutloud.shop. Tons of great products you can save 25% off on over at AmericaOutloud.shop. Save 25% on Healthy Cell if you use the code OUTLOUD. Get 20% off Hillrite. Just a variety of great products you can read up about over at AmericaOutloud.shop. We cannot recommend enough that you guys do that. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Welcome back to After Dark with Robin Andrew. Unless you've been living under a rock at this point, you've probably heard about the Kristi Noem controversy. In her memoir, she wrote how she had a dog that she was attempting to train. It got out of her truck, ended up killing all the neighbor's chickens, almost bit her in the process of wrangling it up. And she talked about how she basically put it in a gravel pit and put it down because it was untrainable. And this has led to just so much backlash towards Kristi Noem. Perfect example of a story that she should have just kept to herself. I've seen other people say that this isn't that uncommon, but there are a lot of animal lovers out there. You've just got to be smarter than this. And I almost feel like, Rob, anything I've said in the past about Kristi Noem on this show, I almost wish I could go back and erase, because I was completely wrong. I do not think she would be a good vice presidential selection at this point. She would be a complete liability to President Trump. Because this story has just taken on a life of its own, and the left is seeing how much effect it's having, and they're not going to let people forget it. So she got a more high-profile position. I mean, this is going to be thrown in her face constantly, and I think it would just be a distraction. It's kind of like that time Mitt Romney said that he was going to strap his dog to the roof of the car, right? I mean, that really did make a lot of people not vote for him because they thought that was cruelty to animals and whatnot. So Kristi Noem, she's in a lot of political heat. I know we've talked about her with the Corey Lewandowski scandal in the past, but this one's a lot worse, Rob.
Well, here's my take on it. I saw the headline for the story, and you had tweeted to me about, not tweeted, but you had texted me about it when we were getting ready for the show, doing some pre-work. And here's my thought on it. This book came out, I think, in 2019 or 2020, and only now the story is circulating. That just goes to show that people on the left are already digging into the background on a lot of these candidates that Trump could possibly consider as being the VP. I never saw her as being VP material. As you mentioned, you had said, you know, she would be a great choice, even if she were to run for president. I just never saw it. I thought she was good in her position as governor, but as a second in command, I didn't see it. Didn't even see her as being presidential material, while I saw Nikki Haley as being presidential material. But of course, you guys know that I've since changed that completely, because we know that Nikki Haley is a hack. So go back and listen to some of our other shows on America Out Loud Podcast Network to get my thoughts on Nikki Haley. But for Kristi Noem, I mean, as you said, I mean, now that you're explaining what happened, what this little puppy did or dog did, and as you said, it's not unusual for something like this to happen. I just wouldn't have put it in a book, especially if you're a whole high-profile individual and not knowing the backlash that you're going to get. And, you know, Democrats could care less about what she did, because this is the same party that wants to kill babies. Now, think about it. They want to kill a baby. They want to either kill the baby in the womb or wait until the baby is born. As Governor Northam once said, take the baby out, make the baby comfortable, then we'll decide whether or not we're going to kill it. Okay, now this is the party that's going after her. So go figure. They don't care. they don't care. And I want to just add this to it. I'm sure George Soros has some money behind that also. He's funding this also. The man who's worth about $6.9 billion, and there are other conservatives that are worth a whole lot more. And if they're not, they can pull their money in together to go after him, but they won't do it. They'll just sit back and allow this knucklehead old fart to destroy America. Just go figure. I mean, this is where we are at this point in time. We're at a point of inflection. And if we don't get it right, that's it. We've got to get this right, Andrew.
Like Nikki Haley, I don't know who's writing Kristi Noem's tweets. Her defense to this was, we love animals, but tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm. Sadly, we just had to put down 3 horses a few weeks ago that had been in our family for 25 years. If you want more real, honest, and politically incorrect stories that'll have the media gasping, pre-order Never or No Going Back. So in her response to all this backlash, she thought it was a good idea to tweet out a plug for her new book coming out, apparently called No Going Back. So, yeah, so just not smart on her and to try and continue to plug her book instead of just defending herself here. I mean, that took away from her first paragraph that she mentioned that this happens all the time. She turned it into a plug for her book.
So this story appears in a new book and not the old book, the story.
Yes, it sounds like that this new book, No Going Back, is set to come out this year.
So I wonder who was the copy editor? Who was reading this? Who saw this and didn't think maybe we should take this out? Because remember the backlash that happened to what was his name? Mitt Romney. I mean, I would have just said, let's not put it there. But oh my God. It's just crazy how people don't think when they are putting this stuff out. Man, I'm without words. I'm without words. We give the Democrats too much ammunition to attack us. So, but I said they're probably looking in the background of a lot of other individuals and seeing if this person's going to run, we're going to go after them. Now, along those same lines, Andrew, I just want to bring up something else here. As I've mentioned, that Joe Biden is on the campaign trail. And during the end of the last block, I said that how he can barely walk. So you have the Secret Service and you have all these people, his staff, trying to hide him from the public so that they can't see him walk to and for from his different destinations. We know that the New York Times opinion page came out and lambasted Joe in saying that what he's doing, not availing himself to the media, is wrong. And he's setting a bad precedent because future presidents will do the same thing. Well, they'll do the same thing and they'll get away with it if the media doesn't call them out. Then notice that I said the opinion page of the New York Times, not the regular news page, because we know that the news with Maggie Haberman, they love Joe. Whatever Joe does, they love it. It's not to say that that's not too far from the opinion page, but I'm surprised that the page did come out and attack him. But one thing that I want to point out, like I said, he's on the campaign trail, is that he did another gaffe that the media will play down. He came out and he said, well, a couple of things. He said that appearing confused, he claimed that his wife, Jill Biden, gives him instructions. That's the truth. She does. She tells him when to shut up, when to talk. When he's done speaking, she brushes him off stage, Andrew. What's wrong with that? He's speaking the truth. Now, of course, people don't want to hear that. He also, here's another one. And again, and I've spoken about this before on the show, myself and Heather Robinson, calling out blacks and Jews, because I've said on, I think, our last show, Joe Biden does not like Jews. He just wants their vote. He could care less if they're killed. I'm just being honest. The same thing for black people. He couldn't care less about black people. He only wants their votes. So during one of his town halls, he came out, no, not a town hall, but with Howard Stern on the Howard Stern show, the same show that he claimed he will debate Trump. Now that scares me right there, because I'm thinking he said he'll debate Trump. Are they going to pump him up with Adderall?
Yeah, he's feeling good after they pumped him up at that State of the Union. He's ready now.
Right. So I'm like, they're going to pump him up again. But during his meeting with Howard Stern, the shock jock, who's a complete liberal. Howard Stern has destroyed his legacy of being a shock jock and like just like really pushing it to the limit. But anyway, during his appearance, he claims, Joe Biden, the same man who claimed that when he went to South Africa, he was arrested along with Nelson Mandela, the same man who said that George Floyd is more significant than Martin Luther King, the same man who told black people, if you're confused with who you're going to vote for, me or Trump, you ain't black. Black people said nothing about it. The media said nothing about it. Joy Reid said nothing about it. Charlemagne the God did call him out, but who cares about Charlemagne the God? Okay. But anyway, so on the show, he recounts a story to Howard Stern that he grew up in this black town. He went to black churches, and one day he was on the porch with these black people during the civil rights movement, and that the police came and arrested him for being with the black people. No one bothered to fact check him. And when they did fact check, well, they didn't have to because they knew it was a lie. When the civil rights movement was going on, Joe Biden was a grown ass man. But no one bothered to say anything about it. Black people were quiet. Joy Reid said nothing. Whoopi Goldberg, Sonny Hostin said nothing. Al Sharpton said nothing. And a lot of these other black bougies said nothing. Gail King said nothing. No one wanted to call him out to say, wait, Joe, you weren't arrested for being on the porch with a bunch of black kids? You weren't thrown in jail? The same way no one questioned him when he said that his uncle was eaten in Papua New Guinea by cannibals. I mean, the man just makes it up. He also told Howard Stern, Andrew, that he was a ladies' man and that he was a star ball player. And then they talk about Trump embellishing the truth. Now, Trump doesn't come out and lie like that. He might make himself look great, but Joe is just making this up whole cloth.
Yeah, he said, quote, I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelors list, he told Stern. A lot of lovely women would send very salacious pictures, and I just give them to the Secret Service. And I thought somebody would think I was, you know. And then gave up. I just gave up, Biden continued. I got a call from my brother. So I have a girl here at Delaware. Jill is 9 years younger than I am. He said, you'll love her. She doesn't like politics. So, he's talking about how he's a top 10 most eligible bachelor. I'd like to see what list that was. They must have been pretty hard up that year, huh?
Well, apparently so. But you know what I have to say to that? Let's ask Tara Reid, the woman that he sexually assaulted. Let's ask her about this. Since they want to go after Trump because of E. Jean Carroll, and then that knucklehead Judge Kaplan is saying that Trump must pay her. He must give her the Judge Lewis Kaplan. He must pay E. Jean Carroll. And Trump is trying to, of course, appeal this. Because, see, they want to break Trump. They want to take away all of his money. Take away all the money. We're just going to keep these cases going. Yeah. E. Jean Carroll doesn't even deserve a quarter. And did you see the other day Roseanne Barr came out and said that Joe Biden sexually assaulted her when she saw him pass? She did a comedy skit. And she's like, oh, my God, Joe Biden, he sexually assaulted me. And people are attacking her. It's like, but attack E. Jean. They changed the law in New York City, folks. And I mentioned this before. They changed the law. I think it was 2020, December, right before the clock struck 12 for the new year. They changed it so that they could go after Trump on these made-up charges. Again, made-up charges. Any judge would see this and say, you can't do it. That's you're trying to go after a person by changing the law. Again, this is what black people, black men have gone through. I hope black men are listening to this and just completely go against the Democrat Party, Andrew. Because that's what's happening.
Biden lies like he breathes. I mean, as I mentioned a few moments ago, he told Howard Stern that women would send him salacious pictures in the 1970s. He would then give them to Secret Service. Well, the problem is Biden did not receive Secret Service protection until 2008. So this was just another flat-out lie that girls were sending him salacious pictures in the 70s. This guy just is lying time after time again. And Rob said he doesn't give a damn about the black community or anybody else. He cares about Joe Biden and getting another 4 years in office at all costs.
It makes no sense. He didn't have the Secret Service. So who was he giving the pictures to? To his brother? And they were running some type of scam against women?
Maybe the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, huh? With little Hunter.
Bingo. And we've heard before that Joe Biden, the way he carries himself, that he was trying to be a Lothario. Again, let's just ask Tara Reid. But the media won't address this. Had someone made charges like this against Trump, or had Trump stumbled into this, they would be all over it. But they won't talk about this. But here on After Dark, by golly, Andrew, we're going to talk about it. We are going to talk about it because Joe Biden is a sexual predator. His daughter even mentioned it in her diaries that the FBI and the Secret Service went and confiscated and threw the woman who found them in jail. I mean, you can't make this up, Andrew. We need a Department of Justice, a legal system that will hold these individuals accountable. And as I said before on one of our shows with Heather Robinson, is that what's happening here, Andrew, is that the media is already putting out that if Trump wins, he's going to go after his opponents. No, he's not. He's going to hold people accountable and make certain that these individuals who are going against America, like George Soros, are put in jail. All these lies that the media has been putting out there, they need to be held accountable. Now, just imagine if we could get to the bottom, if we had savvy Republicans who would get to the bottom of all the email exchanges, all the meetings that Letitia James, Fannie Harris, this guy Matthew Angelo, all the meetings that they have had with the Biden administration before and after he was in the White House. Just imagine if we were to get to the bottom of this, and just imagine if the media, conservative media, would say, no, we're going to report the truth. When the left says that we're going after them, we're going to say, no, we're trying to get to the truth. Just imagine if they were to stand together. Just imagine if Republicans on the Hill would say, no, this is not about a tooth for tooth, an eye for eye. We're trying to expose the corruption in our government the same way it was exposed with Edgar Hoover. We've got to expose this. This is the only way we will keep this country together, because if we don't, Andrew, we will fall like the Roman Empire. It's time to find out who's doing all this. And one person in point is George Soros. And I'm sure that there are so many others. We have to expose this. One last thing before we go to break, and I'm sure we'll talk about this later on in the week, but do you guys remember during the Jan 6 committee hearings with what's her name, Liz Cheney, and they had put on this big theatrical production that was funded by ABC News, and you had Casey Hutchinson out testifying, making up stories as to Trump trying to grab the Secret Service, and all these people said that didn't happen. Of course, that was downplayed. You don't hear much about that. But also, I want to point out this one guy, Harry Don, Capitol Hill police officer. I think he's all of 6'4", big, huge man, who was seen during the hearings crying. Oh, I was traumatized and I still have nightmares because I was feared for my life. Well, you know what, Andrew? They just released a tape. You know who's on it? Harry Don. Harry Don, who wrote a book trying to profit off this. And you know what we saw in the tape? Harry Dunn wasn't fearing for his life. Harry Dunn was walking around, chatting it up, letting people walk through the Capitol. So at what point was his life in danger? Can someone tell me? And why can't we get this out there over and over and over again so that the public will see that Harry Dunn is a liar? Supposedly a Capitol Hill police officer who feared for his life. He's a liar. He's a bold-faced liar. And he should be held accountable. Maybe he too should be in a jail cell next to George Soros and Joe Biden, Harry Don, and so many other of these left-wing lunatics, radicals, like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, that are purposefully trying to destroy the country, Andrew.
Yeah, very well said, Rob. Well, guys, we're all out of time tonight. Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is on the iHeartRadio America Out Loud Network. Go to iHeartRadio, type in the America Out Loud Radio Network. You will find us, Talk Radio Network, or wherever you stream, or go to AmericaOutLoud.news. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.